Good morning.
大家早。
Is everybody excited about Jesus this morning?
今天早上你对耶稣感到兴奋吗？
If you're not right now, hopefully by the end of the sermon, you really will be.
假如现在还没有那个感觉的话，希望在结束的时候你会有那样的感觉。
We're going to see that Jesus was on the heart of God since the very beginning.
我们要去明白，耶稣从创世开始就是耶稣心中的宝贝，而是上帝心中的宝贝。那今天我们要看来自救赎历史之改变生命的功课。
Okay, and this is the second part of our study on heaven.
这是我们对于天堂的系列的第二部分。
But it's important that we realize that heaven was part of God's plan all along.
我们必须明白，在神起初的计划当中，就包括了天堂。
It's not something God's just tacking on at the end of history.
不是说他在历史最后就加进去的一个项目。
Okay, and what we're going to see, if this thing will work, God turn it on. All right, off.On, yeah, it's very clear here, off and on. All right. So, well, okay. Maybe the battery's dead? No? Oh, okay. The remote's still in there. Okay, can I get on the right frequency?Normally, I would tell a good joke while we're waiting, but I didn't prepare one today.
通常在准备的时候，我会准备一个笑话，但是今天我没有准备一个笑话。
Okay, but what we're going to see is biblical history reveals how incredibly lost we are.
那圣经历史哈，显明我们人是多么的失丧。
But how incredibly great is God's grace?
但它同时显明上帝的恩典是多么的浩大。
Also, biblical history poignantly reveals God the Father's love for His only begotten Son.
圣经历史也非常尖锐地显示出天父上帝对他独生子的爱。
One thing that becomes very obvious that the whole Bible points to Jesus and His dying on the cross for our sins.
而圣经从一开头就指出耶稣将来要在十字架上为我们的罪死亡。
Jesus' future death was always on God's heart.
耶稣将来要死的这件事情一直在上帝的心上。
And we'll find that Christ's death is hidden in the scripture from the very beginning all the way through.
我们也知道从圣经一开头而且一直贯穿圣经耶稣的死早就在隐藏里面。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
所以我们先到主的面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we know you're in control of history.
天父，我们感谢你，因为我们知道你是掌管历史的。
Our life is not determined by chance.
我们的生命不是偶然发生的。
But we have surrendered our life into your hands, and Lord, you're going to work out your plan.
当我们将生命降服在你的面前的时候，你就会行使出你的计划。
And though there might be some tough times we have to go through,
虽然有的时候我们会经历一些艰困的时刻
，we know at the end.A glorious heaven is waiting for us.
我们知道到最后的时候，一个荣耀的天堂等着我们。
So we pray today, Lord, as we look at your word.
所以今天当我们看你的话语的时候
，Help us catch the vision of heaven from the very beginning.
求你帮助我们一开头就能够捕捉到天堂的意象。
Help us catch the vision of your Son dying for our sins from the very beginning of history.
因为我们看到从历史的一开头。你的儿子将要为我们死的这个意象。
And help us be excited about where we're headed.
也帮助我们非常兴奋的能够看到我们未来的走向。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告奉靠主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So, God's in control of history.
上帝掌管历史。
Okay. And, with every tragic failure of mankind, God points us to our only hope.
那对于人类每一个悲惨的失败呢，上帝都指出我们唯一的盼望。
And that hope is the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world.
这个盼望就是从创世以来被杀的羔羊。
And we'll see in the Bible, every lamb points to Jesus.
我们从圣经看到，每一只羊羔都指向主耶稣基督。
Every sacrifice somehow is pointing to Jesus.
每一个祭物也都指向主耶稣基督。
When Abraham offered his son Isaac up on Mount Moriah,
当亚伯拉罕在摩利亚山把他儿子以撒献上的时候，
it was looking forward to the day when God the Father would offer up His only begotten Son.
他那个时候也就望向有一天天父。会在一个山上把他自己的儿子给牺牲。
On the very same mountain where Abraham was going to offer his.
就是在同一个亚伯拉罕要献上他儿子的那个山上。
Okay. We'll see at the Passover, that Passover lamb was pointing to Jesus.
我们晓得在逾越节那个羔羊指向耶稣。
And we see in Leviticus and all through the Old Testament, every sacrifice is pointing to Jesus.
在立位记一直到贯穿圣经的最后，每一只祭物都是指向耶稣。
God had an eternal plan, an eternal purpose, and He's fulfilling it.
上帝有一个永恒的计划，永恒的目的，而他正在实现它。
Okay, so let's look at His eternal plan and purpose as it's revealed in the Bible.
现在我们就看看从圣经所启示出来上帝永恒的目的跟他的计划。
The Bible is the only book that reveals this eternal plan of God.
圣经是唯一一本显示上帝永恒计划的一本书。
He tells us, having made known unto us the mystery of His will.
这边以弗所书告诉我们，他叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
According to His good pleasure, which He has purposed in Himself.
就是照他自己所预定的美意。
See, our God is a good God, so He has a good plan for His people.
我们的上帝是一个善良的上帝，所以他为他的百姓有一个善良的计划。
Okay, and this plan is that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things.
那他的计划是什么呢？就是要照所安排的哈，在日期满足的时候，使天上地下一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Okay, He's going to gather all things together in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him.
他会在天上、地下所有的一切都把它聚集起来，在耶稣基督里面合而为一。
So all of history centers on Jesus Christ.
所以所有的历史，它的中心是什么呢？就是主耶稣基督。
And God's purpose for you and me is inseparable from our relationship with Jesus Christ.
而上帝对你我的计划。与他耶稣为中心是分不开的。
So we want to look here. We're told about this. Let me see. It's not going.
Did you press the right one?
Yeah. Something's going on here. Missed connection. Oh, here we go. Okay. Got it.
Turn back.
Okay.Notice this dispensation of the fullness of time.
今天说好在照说安排，安排这个字就是今天的主题，就是 dispensation， 就是在日期满足的时候。
Okay, that fullness of time would be the end of God's plan of history.
而日期满足的时候，就是上帝对历史的计划到他最终末的时候。
But what's a dispensation?
那什么是说是安排或是分配这个字呢？
Okay, we're going to look at that, right?
我要稍微研究一下。
Okay, a dispensation by definition.
那这个安排或是分配，它的定义是
？It's a Greek word which means oikonomia.
是一个希腊字，它的意思就是
oikonomia.
Oikonomia.
Okay, and that's literally two words: house, law.
它是两个字组成的，就是家规。
And it means a stewardship of household affairs.
它的意思就是要管理家中的事务。
Okay, Joseph was a steward managing Potiphar's house.
好比约瑟是波提法的管家。
Okay, bishops are stewards managing God's house, His church.
监督是管理上帝的家、教会的人。
Okay, there's a plan on how to take care of the house, and that's what the steward's job is.
那管理家有一个计划，所以这个管家呢，他就要执行这个计划。
Okay.So each dispensation is a particular part of the plan which God the Father has established for managing His household.
所以每一个安排或是每一个分配呢，指的就是天父上帝为了管理他自己的家，在历史进程中所特别的计划。
Okay. And what we see is each dispensation emphasizes a particular aspect of man's relationship with God.
而每一个安排或是每一个分配呢？就是说明上帝在他与人的关系当中所特别指明的那个部分。
Okay. And this is These different aspects are all being worked out as God is fulfilling His plan for us.
当上帝实践他的计划当中，每一个安排就在逐渐的展示出来。
So that's why each dispensation has a characteristic.
所以每一个安排都有它独特的特征。
Like the dispensation of conscience.
好比所谓的清白良心的时，或是良心的时代。
The characteristic is God's supposed to, that man is supposed to obey his conscience.
在那个时代呢，人就要凭着他的良知来遵守神。
We all know about the dispensation of law, the law of Moses.
我们也知道摩西的律法是所谓的律法时代。
And of course, we're living in the dispensation of grace.
那今天我们是生活在恩典的时代。
Right, we're not under law anymore. We're under God's grace in Christ.
我们不在律法之下，而是在上帝的恩典之下。
So we're going to look at these different dispensations through the Bible.
所以现在我们要从圣经看所有不同的分配或是不同的时代。
And catch a vision of God's glorious plan.
然后看到捕捉到上帝荣耀的计划。
Okay. First dispensation is called the dispensation of innocence.
那第一个时代就是所谓的清白时代。
Okay. This was Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
是亚当夏娃在伊甸园的时候。
Right. And at this time, you also find the Edenic covenant.
那在这个时候，我们也看到圣经记录了伊甸之约。
Okay, this sermon helps lead into what Pastor Chen is going to be preaching on the next couple of times on blood covenants.
那陈牧师在接下来的几次讲到呢，都会讲到这个约，跟神所立的约。
Okay, each dispensation is associated with some kind of covenant.
而每一个时代都与神跟人所立的约有关联。
Okay, and there, of course, you can see Adam and Eve.
所以这边我们看到亚当夏娃。
And then there you see the devil appearing as an angel of light.
然后撒旦好像一个光明的天使出现。
Okay, so we see there was a test.
在那个时候呢，有一个考验。
What they're supposed to do is obey God.
他们要做的就是顺服上帝。
And stay innocent.
而且保持他们的天真或是他们的清白。
Avoid the knowledge of evil.
避免罪恶的知识。
They weren't supposed to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以他们不要吃那个善恶树上的果子。
But did they pass the test?
但是他们通过了考验吗？
No, the result was man and woman sin. They disobeyed God.
没有通过考验，结果男人跟女人都犯罪。
Okay, and we also failed this test. How many of you didn't study anything evil in your life?
那我们也都没有通过这个测验。我们当中有谁在读书的期间没有知道任何罪恶的知识呢？
How many of you and your parents told you that's bad? You don't want to know about that.
有的时候你的父母跟说，哦，那个事情不好，你不想知道。
And the first thing you did, you went out and found out about that.
而你想要做的第一个就是，哦，我要去找找看到底是怎么一回事。
We all failed this test.
好，我们都没有通过这个考验。
And the judgment is they were cast out of Eden.
那神的审判就是把他们赶出伊甸园。
And the judgment is suffering and eventual death now.
而他的审判呢，就是苦难与后来人都要经历的死亡。
And we always suffer when we study evil and learn evil.
而当我们研究罪恶或是学习罪恶的时候呢，我们都会受苦。
But they started out innocent.
他们开头是清白的。
They failed the test.
他们没有通过考验。
Disobeyed God and kicked out of the paradise.
违背了神，被赶出伊甸园。
Then there's important lessons from this dispensation of innocence.
那从这个时代，我们学到一个很重要的功课。
Even without a fallen sin nature.
即使那个时候他们一开头没有堕落的罪性。
Even though life was so good and everything was perfect.
即使人生相当美好，一无所缺。
Right, every need was met.
他们所有的需要都有。
And even with a close, intimate relationship with God.
即使与上帝有非常亲密的关系。
What they do, they still rebel against their loving Creator.
他们还是违背了创造他们的慈爱的神。
So you see, it's a heart problem.
所以这是一个心的问题。
Wasn't an environment problem.
不是环境的问题。
And we all share this heart problem.
我们都分享了同样的心的问题。
What was their only hope after they sinned?
那他们犯罪之后唯一的盼望是什么呢？
The blood of the Lamb.
就是羔羊的血。
Right, the Lord God made coats of skins and clothed them.
耶和华为他们用皮子做衣服穿。
To make clothes of skins, you had to kill an animal.
用皮子做衣服怎么样？他必须把一个动物给杀掉。
And almost for sure, it's a lamb.
我很确定可以说，可能就是一只羊羔。
Wool clothing.
好，一个羊毛的衣服。
Okay. And Abel understood the importance of the blood of the lamb.
圣经也记载亚伯非常明了羔羊之血的重要性。
Right, he brought a lamb to sacrifice to God.
他带了一只羊来献祭给神。
But that lamb was looking forward to Jesus Christ.
但是那只羊怎么样？就指向将来的主耶稣。
Then what follows is what we call the dispensation of conscience.
那在清白时代之后呢，就是是非之心或是良知的时代。
And this would go from Abel to the flood of Noah.
就从亚伯到挪亚的洪水这段时间。
The test here is that mankind must rely on conscience to determine right from wrong.
那这时候的考验就是人类必须依赖良知去决定是非跟善恶。
You trust your conscience to teach you the difference between good and evil.
你相信你的良知会教导你是非与善恶。
But how did mankind do?
但是人类的行为是什么呢？
Okay. Conscience cannot empower us to think or do right.
良知没有办法赐我们力量去想或做对的事情。
So the result is every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
结果是什么呢？圣经说人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
See, it's not a conscience problem, it's a heart problem.
这不是所谓的良知的问题，而是人心的问题。
And what's scary today is we're just about at this same point that caused God to destroy the world with a flood.
但我们惧怕的就是现今的时代跟上帝用洪水毁灭世界的时代非常的类似。
There is so much evil stuff available to you on your iPad, your iPhone, in the media.
在我们的 iPad 或是我们的 iPhone 上面有那么多可以随时触摸到罪恶的事情。
It is getting to the point where every imagination we're only thinking about evil all the time.
到了一个地步，似乎我们人所思所想尽都是恶。
We're always thinking about things that grieve God and hurt God.
我们想的总是让神忧伤、让神伤心的事。
But we've all got the same heart problem.
所以我们都有心的问题。
You know you shouldn't look at it.
好，你知道你不应该看这个东西。
But what do you do anyway? You got the same heart problem. You go look at it.
但是怎么样呢？我们同有心的问题，我们还是去看。
You know you shouldn't listen to that.
你知道你不该听那个东西。
But we all have the same heart problem. What do? You listen to it.
但是我们都有新的问题，我们都想去听它。
Okay. What's the judgment?
那神的审判是什么呢？
Well, the world's destroyed by a global flood.
好，世界就被一个全球的洪水给毁灭。
And despite convictions of conscience.
好，尽管我们的良心责备我们。
The wickedness of man was great.
好，人还是罪大恶极。
God said, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence."
所以上帝说好，凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，为地上满了他们的强暴。
So God had to destroy the world.
所以上帝这个时候必须毁灭这个世界。
What was the only hope after the flood?
那洪水之后，人类唯一的盼望是什么？
God's grace and the blood of the Lamb.
就是上帝的恩典以及羔羊的血。
There's Noah offering sacrifice after the flood.
好，在洪水之后，挪亚献上一只祭物。
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
But because he found grace, Noah also built an altar unto the Lord.
因为他在上帝面前蒙恩，他也为耶和华筑了一座坛。
And offered burnt offerings on the altar.
好，拿各类洁净的牲畜献上为燔祭。
He knew there's no way to be right with God without the shedding of the blood of an innocent sacrifice.
他知道，除非献上一个无辜的牲畜的血，他没有办法与神之间保持和好。
A sacrifice that dies in his place for his sin.
一个祭物为了他的罪在他面前死了。
Then what follows next is a dispensation of government.
好，那在接下来之下的时代就是文明管制或是政府的时代。
And during this time and the rest of history, the covenant with Noah is in force.
那在这个时候，上帝与挪亚所立的约就掌管了这个时代。
Okay, and the test was to form government to do God's will.
他们的考验就是设立政府来行使神的旨意。
But what's the result?
那结果是什么？
They rebel against God at Babel.
他们在巴别塔又背叛了上帝。
Right? And then what's the judgment?
那审判是什么呢？
The Lord scattered them and confounded their languages.
耶和华将他们分散，而且混乱他们的语言。
Okay, so we learned some important lessons from this.
那从这个时代，我们也学到一些重要的功课。
What government is the supervision of the individual by the community.
政府就是借着一个团体来督导个人。
Right, every city has its local government.
每一个城市有它地方的政府。
Every church has its government.
每一个教会有它的这个治理。
Every country has its national government.
好，每一个国家有它的中央政权。
And the government's job is to control evil.
好，那政府的工作就是要控制邪恶。
We don't succeed too well, though.
但是我们做的不是很成功。
But it's also supposed to reveal the supreme value of human life.
那接着政府也要表达出人类生命的绝高价值。
And that's manifested in the government's responsibility to execute capital punishment on somebody that commits murder.
就是政府有义务为那些犯了谋杀罪的人执行死刑。
Okay. Man's government always leads to rebellion against God.
人类的政权也引导到背叛上帝。
And eventually it leads to totalitarian government where one man controls everything.
最后会引导到所谓的独裁政治，就是一个人要掌握一切。
Just like at the Tower of Babel, Nimrod took control of everything.
就好像在巴别塔，尼禄这个人，他掌管了一切。
See what happens is, see the whole society has a heart problem.
因为整个社会啊都有新的问题。
Because all the individuals in a society have a heart problem, it's obvious that the society is going to have a heart problem.
既然每个人个人有新的问题，把它结合起来，这个社会就是有新的问题。
Okay. Where did each language group find hope?
那每一个语言的族群从哪里找到盼望呢？
In the blood of an innocent sacrifice.
就是从一个无辜祭物的血。
And it had to be a perfect sacrifice.
这是一个完美的祭物。
Okay. An amazing fact of anthropology.
人类学有一个很奇妙的事实。
Is that practically every people group in the world had some form of blood sacrifice to a god, one true god.
就是世界上每个族群都有某种形式的血祭献给天上的神。
Now in China, it's at the temple. In English, we translate it temple of heaven, but it's actually altar of heaven.
在中国北京有一个天坛。
Okay, and there were no idols there.
在那里没有任何的偶像。
The emperor bows down before the name that is above every name in China.
那皇帝只在万名之上的名面前跪拜。
And that's the name of 上帝。
就是上帝的名字。
Okay. And of course, in China, the knowledge of God and redemptive sacrifice was preserved in the Wu Jing and in the altar of heaven.
那事实上，在中国文化里面，哈，五经跟天坛保存了有关上帝的知识和救赎的献祭。
Okay, this altar of heaven, this is round part down here is the altar.
下面那个圆形环丘呢，就是它的献祭物的地方。
And the Ming Dynasty built it in 1300s.
是明朝开始建立的。
Okay, it took over 100 years to finish it.
大概花了100年的时间把它建筑完成。
But what they did was they researched China's original belief.
在明朝的时候，他们去追溯中国远古的信仰。
And found out that China used to worship one true creator God, 上帝。
找到中国远古就敬拜唯一的真神上帝。
And so they built the altar of heaven to worship 上帝。
所以他们建造了天坛来继续保持对上帝的敬拜。
And we'll just put a plug in for the books if you've never read it. You need to read. This is your history, not mine, okay? This is your history.
我们每个礼拜天都把这些小册子放在后头，让大家自由的去拿哈。这是我们中国的历史。
You need to know your spiritual roots, even as a Chinese.
好，我们作为中国人要知道我们属灵的根源在哪里。
Because even Jesus said, if you don't have any roots,
因为耶稣也说，他讲你自己根都不知道。
Right, the gospel seed might grow up in your life.
那这个福音的种子可能会在我们的人生当中成长。
But because you have no roots, that faith is going to die out pretty quick.
但是如果没有根，这个信心就会失去。
You have roots as Chinese in the one true God. You need to know what your roots
are. 我们中国的根就是对上帝、真神上帝的唯一的信仰。
Okay, and salvation is symbolically portrayed here.
而在这里呢，救恩就象征性的表达出来。
See right there, that red circle goes around what's called the road to hell.
这个圆圈的圈出来的地方呢，就是去到鬼门关的那条路。
Okay, and that's where the sacrifice goes.
在那里呢，这个祭牲就从这个鬼门关给通过。
Okay, this is the highway to heaven.
然后中间就是走到天的这条道路。
The sacrifice goes through the gate of hell.
所以这个祭牲呢，从鬼门关下面走过。
And he's going to die as a sacrifice for the emperor.
然后替皇帝或是替国家。
So that the emperor can walk up the highway to heaven.
然后皇帝就可以走在这条天道上。
And can pray and meet with 上帝。
然后在这个祈年殿与上帝见面祷告。
That's what this is all about.
所以天坛就是表达了这样的一个信仰。
And the blood sacrifice was performed by the emperor.On the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice.
这个祭物是在哪一天献上的呢？就是一年当中最白日最短的一天。
Okay. And symbolically, that's the day that the light begins to conquer the darkness.
它象征的意思是什么？就是从那天开始呢，这个光明要慢慢慢慢去克服黑暗。
Because the days are going to get longer and longer as the light conquers the darkness more and more each day.
好，因为那个从冬至开始呢，白天就慢慢慢慢越来越长了。
Very powerful symbolism of the gospel.
所以这里面很强力的象征出福音的信息。
But there's a lot more if you'll read it.
好，那还有当然还有更多的细节哈。
Okay. And then the emperor watches the perfect sacrifice ascend as a fragrant aroma to 上帝。
然后皇帝就在凡才望僚所有的这个祭物呢，都馨香的送达到天空。
Okay. See, the Chinese knew something.
那中国人也知道一些事情。
They knew that the only way to be right with God, you had to come under the protection of the Lamb.
他们知道跟上帝唯一和好的方式呢，就必须在羊的保护之下。
Right, there's the Lamb.
好，上面就是一个羊字。
And there's you and me, that's I or me.
下面是一个我字。
Right, the only way you can be righteous is you have to come under the Lamb. You have to submit yourself to the Lamb.
我们能够成为义人呢，就是我们必须在羊的覆盖之下。
But who is that Lamb?
但是这个羊指的是谁呢？
Ask most Chinese, they don't know.
好，你问多数的中国人，他们都不知道。
But everyone in this church should know who that lamb is.
但是在教会里，每个人都应该知道这个羊指的是谁。
But here's the interesting thing. What did I do to the lamb?
那有意思的是，我对这个羊做了什么呢？
Right, that's hand.
好，这个我字的左边是一个手。
And that character there is spear or spearhead.
那右边呢，就是一把矛的意思。
With my own hand, I'm responsible for the death of the lamb.
好，用我自己的手，我对这个羔羊的死亡要负上责任。
That's the gospel.
这就是福音。
How'd it get into Chinese words?
它为什么会写成中文字呢？
Our God's in control of history.
因为我们的上帝掌管了历史。
Okay. This brings us to the dispensation of promise.
那这带我们到了第四个时代，就是应许时代。
It's also known as the dispensation of family or the patriarch.
它的另外一个名称就是家庭或者族长时代。
It goes from the Tower of Babel to the Exodus.
好，从巴别塔一直到出埃及。
And during this time, you have the Abrahamic covenant.
那在这段时间呢，我们有所谓的亚伯拉罕之约。
Now the test here was responsibility to teach children to do right.
这里的考验就是要教导儿女行对的事。
How many of you here did your parents try and teach you to do right?
我们当中有多少人说你的父母亲要教导你做对的事？
You put your hand up. Did your parents try and teach you to do right?
你的父母亲是不是要教导你做对的事？
Of course they did, right?
当然是。
We're just being honest. Now let's be honest.
这是我们要诚实的回答。
Did you always do right?
你是不是总是做对的事呢？
No, we didn't, did we?
不是哈。
The result is dysfunctional families.
结果就是功能失调的家庭。
Yeah, every family in the Old Testament. It gives me great comfort. They were dysfunctional. Every one of them was dysfunctional.
几乎圣经上每一个家庭都是功能失调的，哈，这使我心里稍微有点安慰。
Because you see, the problem isn't the parents teaching the children how to do right.
问题不是说父母亲要教导孩子做对的事情。
The problem is we all have a heart problem.
问题是我们每个人都有新的问题。
And the judgment for Israel here as they end up as slaves in Egypt.
这个地方对以色列的审判就是他们后来在埃及变成了奴隶。
And what's the only hope for Israel to get out of slavery?
那以色列人脱离奴隶唯一的盼望是什么呢？
The only hope for freedom.
自由的唯一的盼望是什么？
It's the blood of the lamb.
也就是羔羊的血。
Right? They shall take every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers.
个人要按着父家取羊羔，一家一只。
A lamb for a house.
好，一家一只。
And they shall kill it. They kill it themselves.
要把羔羊宰了。
And they shall take the blood and they put it on the sides of the door and on the top.
好，各家要取点血，放在门跟门框上，门框上，门楣跟门框。
So the father kills the lamb.
是父亲把羊羔给杀了。
He takes the blood of the lamb.
他取羊羔的血。
He puts it on the top lintel.
放在上面的门楣上。
And on the side,
好，放到门的两旁。
What's he doing? He's making the sign of the cross.
当他把血打起来的时候，他就做出了一个十字架的记号。
See, this was also a picture of prophecy, looking forward to the day Jesus would die on the cross.
所以这又是预言到将来有一天我们要望向耶稣在十字架上的死。
And You know, God's in control of all history.
我们知道上帝掌管了人类的历史。
On the Mount of Transfiguration,
就在他登山变相的时候。
When Elijah and Moses appear with Jesus,
当以利亚跟摩西在云彩中出现跟耶稣讲话的时候。
In the book of Luke,
在路加福音记载这件事。
It says they're discussing his decease, his death.
摩西跟以利亚跟耶稣谈什么呢？谈耶稣的死亡。
That word for decease,
那个死亡那个字
is the word exodus.
就是出去的意思。
They were discussing Jesus's exodus.
他们讨论的是耶稣自己的出埃及记，就是要把罪人从罪业当中带到自由去。
See, God the Father's Son was always on His heart.
所以耶稣上帝的儿子总是在神的心上。
And it's hidden everywhere in Bible history.
在圣经历史当中，它隐藏在许许多多的地方。
It brings us now to the dispensation of law.
那后来呢，就进入到律法时代。
And this goes from Moses to Christ.
从摩西一直到基督这段时间。
And during this time, you have the covenant of Sinai.
那在这段时间，有所谓的西乃之约，哈，就是跟摩西。
And the test here was there to keep the law as a personal righteousness until Messiah comes.
但是这个时候的考验就是要依循律法获得个人的公义，直到弥赛亚来救赎你。
They're supposed to wait for the Messiah.
他们必须等候弥赛亚。
The Messiah would be the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the whole world.
而弥赛亚就是神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。
But what's the result?
而结果是什么呢？
Everyone broke the law at some point.
每个人都在某个地方
违
背了律法。
Because we have a heart problem.
就是因为我们有新的问题。
You have the same heart problem I have.
你有新的问题跟我一样。
Everyone in this room and in this world has this heart problem.
我们房间每一个人，世界上每一个人都有新的问题。
And the judgment was every transgression was punished.
审判是什么呢？每个犯的罪、犯规都要被惩罚。
But the dispensation of law ends with the death of Christ on the cross.
但是律法时代就在耶稣死在十字架上的时候终止了。
Okay, what was man's only hope under the law?
在律法之下，人唯一的盼望是什么呢
？Again, it's faith in the blood of the Lamb.
再一次，还是相信羔羊的血。
The law included the tabernacle and its sacrifices.
律法也包括会幕与会幕里面的献祭。
Okay, and the sin offering bore their judgment.
赎罪祭就承担他们的审判。
So when they offered up their sin offering,
就当他们献上赎罪祭的时候，
it was a prophecy of the Lamb of God that would take away the sin of the world.
他就预言到将来上帝的儿子要除去世人的罪孽。
It was a prophecy of Jesus who would eventually come and die on the cross for our evil hearts.
他预言到耶稣基督将来有一天要死在十字架上，为了我们罪恶的心，接受惩罚。
To save us from our sin.
拯救我们，脱离我们的罪。
Okay, it brings us to the dispensation of grace.
那律法时代之后，就带到恩典时代。
Okay, during this time we have the eternal new covenant.
那在这个时代，我们有永远的新约。
And during this time, salvation is by faith in Jesus
Christ. 那在这个时候，我们的救恩是信靠耶稣基督得救。
Now there's a test under this age of grace.
那在这个恩典时代也有一个考验。
We're supposed to keep the faith.
我们必须持守信心。
And we're supposed to witness to the whole world. We have a job to do.
而且有个工作，就是要向普世传福音。
And he said, preach the gospel to the whole world.
耶稣说，你们到全世界去传这个福音。
Because there's no other way to get saved.
因为没有其他得救的方法。
The gospel.It was all about Jesus and His death on the cross for my sins and His resurrection to give me eternal life.
福音讲的就是耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上，而且他复活了，把新生命赐给我们。
That's what we're supposed to do as the church.
那教会就是要做这样的事情。
But what's the result going to be?
但是结果会是什么呢
？Apostasy in the end times.
就是在末世的时候有悖道的出现。
Okay. And the judgment?
审判是什么呢
？That'll be the world follows Antichrist.
就是世上的世界会追随敌基督。
And the world's going to go through the great tribulation for rejecting the salvation of God.
而世界会因为拒绝神的救恩经历大灾难。
Okay. Now the glory of the dispensation of grace.
那神所安排的恩典的荣耀。
Is God does for us what we can't do for ourselves.
就是神为我们做了我们自己所做不到的。
See, we got a heart problem.
我们有新的问题。
So how could you save yourself?
所以我们怎么可以自救呢
？Are you a heart surgeon?
你是一个心脏科医生吗？
Even if you were, can a heart surgeon operate on his own heart? No.
你是心脏外科手术医生，他可以为自己开心脏的刀吗？
That's why I like this acronym GRACE, G-R-A-C-E.
就是为什么我喜欢这个所谓的自我排列 GRACE.
God's
就是上帝的
riches,
上帝的丰富
at
凭着
Christ's expense.Okay. Christ suffered for us.
基督为我们受苦。
So we could receive all of God's riches.
好让我们承受上帝的丰富。
Jesus died to save us.
好，耶稣死了来拯救我们。
And now God's law can be written on our hearts.
所以现在上帝的律法可以写在我们的心上。
If you're truly saved, God writes his law on your heart. You know what you're supposed to do and not.
假如我们是真正得救的人，那神的律法会写在我们的心上，我们知道该怎么行。
Means now you have a spiritually empowered conscience.
换句话说，就是我们的良知现在被圣灵赋予了能力。
God makes us his child.
上帝使我们成为他的孩子。
That means now you have a spiritual family.
换句话说，我们现在有一个属灵的家庭。
We pray our Father who art in heaven.
我们祷告会说我们在天上的父。
God becomes our Lord.
好，上帝成为我们的主。
So we have spiritual government in our lives.
在我们的人生当中，就有一个属灵的政权。
We keep the law of Christ.
我们持守基督的律法。
God gives us a new heart.
上帝也给我们一个新心。
And the indwelling Holy Spirit to empower us to obey His word.
还有内住的圣灵赐给我们力量，顺从他的话语。
So like a dove, the Holy Spirit brings God's peace into our life.
就好像一只鸽子，圣灵把上帝的平安带到我们的人生当中。
So every one of those tests that mankind failed before,
所以人类在以前所没有通过的每一个考验，
Jesus makes it possible for us to pass them.
耶稣使我们有能力、有力量去通过他们。
Through the power of His Holy Spirit that comes into our life,
就是借着来到我们人生当中圣灵的力量。
And what's our only hope?
我们唯一的盼望是什么呢？
The blood of the Lamb of God.
也是羔羊的血。
Right? For Jesus offered one sacrifice for sins forever.
耶稣用自己的血一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified.
一次把自己献上，救赎了那些他要救赎的人。
Is your hope in the Son of God who died on the cross for your sins?
所以我们的盼望是不是在那个为我们的罪而死的上帝的儿子身上呢？
So from God's plan of history, from these,
所以从上帝对人类历史的计划，
we learn some crucial lessons.
我们学到几个非常重要的功课。
Man is a sinner and needs a savior.
第一，人是罪人，需要一个救主。
Innocence is important, but it can't save us.
虽然清白很重要，但是清白没有办法救我们。
You know, you have newborn babies love to hear that music.
好，我们有一些刚生下来的小婴孩，好，他们的声音让我非常觉得好像是音乐，好。
They're so innocent.
他们这么的天真无邪。
But how long are they going to stay innocent?
但他们会多长的时间保持天真无邪呢？
How old are they going to be before they say no?
他会多大年纪开始说我不要？
Okay, innocence can't save us.
好，虽然是清白的、无辜的，但是他没有办法救我们。
Conscience is important, but it can't save us.
良知也重要，但他没有办法救我们。
Government is important, but it can't save us.
好，政府也重要，但他没有办法救我们。
It seems like a lot of Christians are trusting government to save America right now.
现在好像很多基督徒都相信了政府来拯救美国。
Okay. Strong families are important, but they can't save us.
但是强固的家庭也重要，但他们没有办法救我们。
Law is important but and necessary, but it can't save us.
好，律法重要而且必要，但他没有办法救我们。
Only a real relationship with Jesus Christ can save us.
只有一个与耶稣基督真实的关系能够救我们。
Do you see how God is spending all history to get this lesson across to us?
所以你想想看，上帝用整个人类的历史要把这个功课教导给我们。
Okay. And this brings us to the seventh dispensation of the
Messianic Kingdom. 好，那现在就进到了第七个时代，就是弥赛亚国度的时代。
And this was our heaven part one.
就是我们天堂第一讲的第一部分。
Right. This will be the millennial reign of Jesus for 1,000 years.
就是耶稣。统治一千年。
Right? During this time, the kingdom's restored to Israel.
那在这段时期呢，国度归还给以色列。
Jesus, as the son of David, fulfills the Davidic covenant.
好，大卫的后裔耶稣呢，他实现大卫之约。
And he'll sit on David's throne forever.
永远坐在大卫的宝座上。
And the church, that's us, if you believe in Jesus.
好，那教会就是我们，假如你相信耶稣的话。
We reign with Jesus as his bride on the earth for this 1,000 years.
我们作为基督的心腹，与他一起在地上统治1000年。
But see, this dispensation also has a test.
但是这个时代也有一个测验。
Because there's a lot of other people in the world beside the bride of Christ.
因为在世界上还有很多人，他不属于基督的心腹。
And the test now in a perfect world is to serve and worship the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，那在一个完美的世界里面呢，在千禧年之后呢，他们侍奉而且敬拜主耶稣基督为万王之王。
Okay, and the result is going to be what?
结果会是什么呢
？A final worldwide rebellion, unbelievable.
最后普世的背叛
，okay,
想象不到的。
And the judgment will be swift destruction. They're just destroyed by fire. Those
那审判就是火会快速的消灭所有背叛的人。
Okay, what does this prove?
那这个证明了什么呢
？Okay, you're going to have a perfect world for 1,000 years.
我们有1000年一个完美的政府
，a perfect government.
好，完美的政府。
No homelessness.
没有所谓的无家。
Nobody ever going hungry.
也没有人饥饿。
No devil at all. No evil spirits at all.
在世上撒旦不在，也没有所谓的邪灵。
Everything anybody could ever hope for.
任何人想象的美丽的新世界。
And yet a countless multitude are going to rebel against God in Jerusalem.
但是会有数不清的人，他们到后来会在撒旦的诱惑下背叛耶稣。
It's the final revelation of the evil in men's hearts.
它是最后的显明人心中的邪恶。
See, we're not good people who sin sometimes.
我们不是偶尔犯罪的好人。
That's how most of us would think of ourselves before we're really saved.
好，这是我们还没有得救之前，很多人会这么的想自己。
Yeah, I'm a pretty good person.
我这个人还不错。
I sin every now and then.
我有时候犯下小错。
I mean, I'm only human.
我只不过是人而已。
That's not the real problem here.
好，那真正的问题不是在那里。
The problem is we got an evil heart.
真正的问题是我们有一个邪恶的心。
We're not a good person that sins sometimes.
我们不是偶尔犯罪的好人。
I'm a sinner in the eyes of a holy God.
在圣洁的神面前，我是一个罪人。
I'm a sinner by nature.
好，我的本性就是罪人。
So we looked at this during the millennium. We reign with Christ from our heavenly Jerusalem.
所以在千禧年的时候呢，我们从天上的耶路撒冷来治理地上的国度。
During the millennium, there's a heavenly and an earthly Jerusalem.
而在千禧年的时候呢，有一个天上的耶路撒冷，也有一个地上的耶路撒冷。
As the bride of Christ, that'll be our home.
那作为基督的心腹，天上的耶路撒冷是我们居住的地方。
And remember the.Jacob's ladder in Genesis.
好，在创世纪里面记载的雅各做梦梦到一个天梯。
That's a secret prophecy.
那不单单只是一个预言。
See, someday you and I are going to be going up and down from our heavenly Jerusalem to the earthly Jerusalem.
有一天我们就会在天上地下来来回回来服侍，跟耶稣一同服侍。
Look up those scriptures in your notes when you go home.
你可以在你的讲义里面看这些经文。
And then follows the dispensation of the fullness of times, our eternal home.
好，最后呢，就是时候满足永远的家的时代。
Now you know the only way to get here.
你知道唯一去到那边的方法。
Okay, I got a heart problem.
我有一个新的问题。
What's the only answer to a heart problem?
我新的问题唯一的解答是什么
？What is it? God only has one answer.
神只有一个解答。
It's the what?The blood of Christ, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. It's the only way to get into your eternal home.
去世人的罪孽，也唯有靠这个方法可以进到我们永远的家乡。
If you're not going here, you're going to hell. There's not another place to go. There's only two places.
好，只有两个地方可以去哈。你如果不是上到天上，你就下到地狱。
All things will be united in Christ through the blood of the cross of Jesus.
啊，借着耶稣在十字架上的宝血，万物在基督里会联合。
God fulfills His original plan and purpose for mankind with a redeemed and perfected new heaven and new earth.
所以，上帝用他得赎的和完美的新天新地，实现他原本对人类的计划跟目的。
See, God had a plan from the beginning. He's not scrapping it.
神一开头就有个计划，他没有把这个计划给除掉。
History shows us he's going to fulfill his plan.
历史也显明出他将来会实践他的计划。
In a way we could have never imagined.
用一个我们自己想象不出来的方法。
And here's a best thing: no more tests or judgment forever. Once
we
make it here,
一旦我们到了这个阶段，就永远不再有考验或是审判了。
Once you're in heaven, it's perfection forever.
一旦我们上到天堂，那就是完全的完美。
Okay, and at this time, God creates the new heavens and the new earth.
那在这个时候呢，上帝会创造新天新地。
Okay, now you might have a question. Okay, where do all the people live while God's making the new heaven and the new earth?
所以有些人会问啊，说当上帝在创造新天新地的时候，人类住在什么地方呢？
Well, that brings us back to our heavenly home.
好，那这就带我们回到原来讲的我们天上的家乡。
Okay, there's more than enough room in the heavenly Jerusalem if you look at the dimensions in the Bible.
假如我们看圣经对天上耶路撒冷的尺寸的描写，那它有许许多多的住处。
The Bible is very detailed.
圣经讲到很多细节。
And look at the physical characteristics of our eternal heaven.
我们看看这个天上耶路撒冷它形状的特征。
It's going to be a cube 1400 miles square.
它是一个立方体哈，长宽高各1400英里。
Now it is possible that it's shaped like a pyramid. It could be 1,400 miles high and still be a pyramid.
好，那它可能也是一个这个像金字塔一样哈，还是1400英里高。
But the reason I believe it's a cube.
那我为什么相信它是个立方体呢？
Is because Moses and David were told to build the tabernacle and the temple after the pattern in heaven.
因为圣经说摩西跟大卫都要按照天上的形状。来建这个会幕。
And what was the shape of the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle?
而在会幕里面，至圣所是一个什么形状呢？
Perfect cube.
是一个完美的立方体。
But if you believe it's a pyramid shape, that's okay with me. No big deal.
那假如要想象它是一个金字塔的形状，我没有问题哈。
Okay, it has 2.7 billion cubic miles. I got to hear this in Chinese.
所以它有27亿。立方英里的这个地。
Oh, that was easy. I thought it'd be harder. Okay. If each floor was 20 feet high, it would have 396,000 floors.
假如每层高20英尺的话，它就有396,000层。
So it can easily house all the people that have to wait till the new heavens and the new earth are created.
所以它很容易能够让在等候新天新地被创造完成的这些人能居住。
And it's the bride's home, so we get to show hospitality to the whole world during this time.
这是一个他的心腹的家乡，所以我们这个时候可以向全世界展示这个好客哈。
So the heavenly Jerusalem will be the capital of the new heavens and the new earth.
天上的耶路撒冷是新天新地的首都。
Now, some think that then the heavenly Jerusalem descends and will settle on the earth at this point.
圣经有描写哈，说天上的耶路撒冷会降下来到地上。
Possible, or it could still stay suspended above the earth. Either way,
很可能，
okay.
但是也可能它会掉在天空上。
I'll love you whatever one of those you believe.
不管你相信什么哈，都是美好的。
Yeah, either way, it's going to be glory beyond anything we could ever imagine.
好，不管怎么样，它的荣耀、它的美丽、它的完美是超乎我们想象的。
Right. Much of what we know about heaven deals with the heavenly Jerusalem.
我们对天堂多半的知识来自于有关天上耶路撒冷的描写。
And if you want to learn some of the hidden prophecies about what it's going to be like,
假如你要去查阅一些有关天上耶路撒冷隐藏的预言的话，
study the history of Solomon.And the Queen of Sheba.
你可以去研究所罗门跟示巴女王对话的这段历史。
Because God hid a prophecy in there, what it's going to be like for us when we see King Jesus.
因为上帝隐藏在那段对话当中，我们将来的天家会是一个什么样的状况
？Here's an interesting thing. It said Solomon gave her everything she desired.
圣经上说哈，所罗门就给示巴女王，他凡他心里所要的一切都给他。
There'll be Once we're in heaven, there will not be one desire that God will not meet in your life.
一旦我们进到天堂，没有一件你心里想要的事情是上帝不能够满足的。
Look at the perfections of heaven's beauty and brilliance.
我们看看天堂完美的美丽跟光彩。
See, there's 12 gates of pearls.
经上说有十二个珍珠门。
And the pearl is a type of the church.
好，珍珠也就是教会的一个预表。
See, that's very interesting because it's the only precious stone that's created by the suffering of something living.
而这个珍珠它是唯一借着受苦才创造出来的一个珍贵的东西。
And it's created slowly over a long period of time, just like God has been building His church slowly over the last
好，你讲的珍珠是靠着这个蚌壳，它里面不断的沙子磨磨磨才形成的哈，就像说教会也要经历很多的熬炼，
okay.
它才会形成一颗美丽的珍珠。
That heavenly Jerusalem isn't just a building with floors, it's like we did here. I don't want you to have that impression.
我不让你想象哈，天上的耶路撒冷就是一层一层一层的房间而已。
There's trees, there's rivers, there's going to be parks, there's mansions.
好，有大的房子。
Going to get to meet Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and talk to them.
你会遇到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，跟他们聊天。
You'll get to ask Joseph's brothers, "How do you feel now about selling your brother into slavery?"
好，你也可以问问约瑟的兄弟们，说你现在感觉把自己弟弟出卖是什么样子呢？
But there's a river, the water of life. In the city.
这个时候有条生命的河流。
There's the tree of life in the city.
好，在这个城市里也有生命树。
And it's for the healing of the nations.
就是医治万国。
So one of the ministries we'll have is we fly out of our heavenly home and we go bring some of the nations up into our heavenly home to eat of the tree of life.
所以我们可能有一个任务之一呢，就是我们从天上的耶路撒冷降到地上，把一个生病的人带到天上去尝尝这个生命树的叶子。
And then, of course, the Lord God and the Lamb are the light and the glory.
好，说主神这个羔羊就是这个城的这个光，还有城的荣耀。
And the bride has a front row seat.
他的心腹呢有一个前面的座位。
Actually, we should say it's a front row throne where kings and priests can sit down with Jesus on.
也就是说，我们要与他一同做他的王，做祭司哈，所以我们也有我们的宝座。
In heaven, you're not sitting on a cloud playing a harp, okay?
在天堂，你不是坐在云彩上来弹你的竖琴哈。你把这个图画从你的脑中里给洗掉了。
It's a new heaven and a new earth, and you're priests and kings, and you're going to serve God in a perfect.Environment forever.
是一个新天新地，你要做神的君王跟祭司，在这个完美的场景侍奉他。
And we're going to be perfect in heaven.
而我们在天堂也得以完全。
We'll be perfect and sinless forever.
永远完美无罪。
You're not going to wake up one day and find out your neighbor turned into an evil, mean, cruel old fogey.
你的怎么好像你的邻居今天就好像变成个恶魔。
You're sinless forever.
好，永远无罪。
Impossible to sin in a glorified body.
在一个得荣耀的身体里面呢，是不可能犯罪的。
We're transformed into the image of Christ.
我们变化成主耶稣基督完美的形象。
Romans says we were predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus.
好，罗马说神就预定我们要成为他儿子耶稣基督的形象。
We'll have a perfect service to perform.
我们会实践完美的服事。
This is our eternal vocation.
这是我们永远的职事。
Infinitely fulfilling and joyful.
无限的满足与喜悦。
At times in our careers in this world, they're not always fulfilling and they're not always joyful.
有时候我们在地上的做的职业呢，不是带来满足，也不带来喜悦。
But your vocation in eternity in heaven can happen.
但是我们在永远天堂里面的这个职事呢，是充满了喜乐与满足的。
Always fulfilling and always joyful.
好，永远带给我们很无限的满足。
His servants shall serve him as kings and priests.
他的仆人要侍奉他做王与祭司。
Learning to serve others now is important preparation for learning to serve others in heaven.
所以我们现在学习服侍神呢，是很好预备我们将来在天上怎么样去彼此来服侍。
So the pastor just finished preaching on spiritual gifts.
牧师刚刚讲完属灵恩赐的几篇道。
How are you going to start preparing for eternity by serving now?
那你现在要怎么预备自己来服侍别人呢？
Just do it.
好，就要去做。
Ask him, he'll tell you what you can do.
好，问问牧师你该做什么，他可以告诉你。
Okay, perfect freedom.
你有完美的自由哈。
Forever.
永远永远。
Okay, now the Jews considered the first of the Ten Commandments to be verse 2 in Exodus 20.
犹太人认为。十诫的第一诫就是出埃及记二十章第二节
，Where God said, "I am the Lord thy God, that brought you out of the slavery in Egypt."
我是领你从埃及为奴之家带出来的神。
God wants a free people.
上帝要一个自由的民族。
Free to serve Him in joy and gladness.
好，自由的服侍他，而且欢喜快乐。
Forever and ever.
永永远远。
And Jesus went to the cross to set us free forever and ever.
耶稣基督上了十字架，就是永远要赐我们自由。
Freedom has never been won or maintained without the shedding of blood.
自由的获得跟维持呢，从来没有说不流血而得到。
That's why the greatest song in heaven is about the Lamb as if he was slain.
所以天堂上最伟大的一首歌呢，就是羔羊被杀的歌。
And the gates will never be shut.
门从来不会关。
Why do you close the doors on your house?
我们为什么晚上关门呢？
Why did China used to have gates, the entrance to every city, and close them at night?
为什么中国以前的城都有所谓的城门，晚上都要关门呢？
Why are these gates never shut?
为什么天上的门从来不关呢？
Perfection of safety and security.
它是完全的安全有保障。
See, all the bad people be in hell.
因为所有的坏人这个时候呢，都在地狱里。
Only people who have been born again,
只有重生的人
through God's grace will make it to heaven. 借
着上帝的恩典能够上到天堂。
Freedom to come and go anywhere.
来去自如。
Yeah, not just in the world, but in the universe. We're going to be traveling the universe.
不单单是世上，在宇宙当中也是。
Freedom from all darkness, no night.
不再有黑暗。
No depression.
好，没有沮丧。
Right, no physical darkness and no moral darkness.
好，没有这个物质上的黑暗，也没有道德上的黑暗。
Freedom from Satan forever.
不再有撒旦。
He's going to be in hell forever.
他会永远在地狱里。
No more curse.
不再有咒诅。
Okay. You won't even be able to curse in heaven.
是在天上，你都不知道怎么去咒诅。
But you know, you're going to be judged for every careless word you ever spoke in this life.
这圣经告诉我们，我们无意当中所说的这个闲聊呢，都要负责。
If you're getting ready for heaven, you know you're going there.
假如你要预备去天上的话。
You quit cursing right now.
你现在就不该讲咒诅的话。
Freedom from death.
好，不再有死亡。
Freedom from sorrow and tears and pain.
没有忧伤、眼泪和痛苦。
Thou will show me the path of life, and Thy presence is fullness of joy.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐。
At Thy right hand are pleasures forever.
在你右手中有永远的福乐。
You can't beat that.
好，我这个是什么都不上的。
So I close with this story.
好，我最后用一个故事来做结束。
Okay, this you can actually watch this short movie online.
事实上，这是后来拍成一部电影哈。
It's a true story called The End of the Spear.
它的电影的名字叫做就是这个旗哈，或是矛，它的这个最后。
Okay, these are five.Christian missionaries who were killed by.
上面五个这个人头上呢，就是五个宣教士，美国的宣教士被那个猎人头族给杀了。
They were killed by this primitive tribe in 1956.
在1956年被这个原始部落给杀了。
Made the front pages around the world.
就在世界各个地方都成了头条新闻。
Thousands of Christians entered the mission field because of them.
成千的基督徒。在因为他们的关系呢，就献身做宣教士。
One of them wrote, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose."
那其中有一个这个宣教士他说哈，放弃保存不了的，去获得无法失去的，这个人呢不是笨蛋。
A lot of stuff in this world you got to give up.
我们在这世界上要放弃很多东西。
But whatever it is, you're going to leave it behind anyway.
那不管我们获得多少，总是要把它们留下来。
He's no fool that leaves what you can't keep.
所以那个人，假如说他不要留下自己保存不了的
，to gain heaven that you can never lose.
他去获得他永远不会失去的天堂。
But this man here,
这个人不是一个傻瓜。
This man here was the son of Nate Saint.
那中间这个宣教士呢，他是被杀的其中一个人的儿子。
This tribe killed his father, speared him.
这个部落呢，把他的爸爸给用这个长枪给杀了。
He was 5 years old when it happened.
当事情发生的时候，他只有五岁。
All the three of the wives of the men who died.
而其中五个人的，其中有三位他的妻子呢。
Ended up taking the gospel to this tribe.
后来反而带着孩子回到这个地方，继续传福音。
Eventually, the whole tribe became Christian.
到最后，整个部落都变成了基督徒。
You see, they didn't have to teach them about God. They knew who God was.
好，他们不需要教导这些。部落人好，上帝是谁？因为他们有上帝的观念。
See, their name for the one true God was Wangongi.
他们对上帝的这个名称就是 Wangongi.
Okay, they also knew about the devil.
但他们也知道魔鬼。
The snake, right?
就是那个蛇。
They called him the great boa.
他们叫他这个大蟒蛇。
Now, according to the Waldani, this is the Waldani tribe.
好，根据这个部落他们所说的呢。
They believe that when one of them dies, they have to be able to jump over the great boa that lies between them and paradise.
他们认为他们死了之后呢，他们必须跳过这个大蟒蛇，好才可以获救。
And if you're not able to jump over the boa when you die,
那你如果你死的时候没有办法跳过这个大蟒蛇
，your body becomes a termite.
你的身体就会变成一个小虫。
And your spirit will wander the earth.
而你的灵魂就会在世界上好漂流。
They believe the only way to get enough power to jump over the boa when you died.
而且他们相信你死的时候唯一能够有力量帮助你跳过这个大蟒蛇的呢
，was to spear many enemies.
就是用你的这个长枪啊。
So it's called the end of the spear.
刺死许许多多的这个敌人。
You know there were almost no Waldani grandparents.
而且在这个部落里面呢，几乎没有他们的祖父母辈存在。
They didn't live long enough. They're killing each other off.
因为他们没有那么长的时间去彼此来杀对方。
They were on the border of extinction when the missionaries came.
所以当宣教士来到这个地方的时候呢，他们这个部落几乎快濒临灭亡了。绝种了。
And when Nate Saint's son went back,
所以当这个宣教士的儿子回去的时候
，Mikanye, the man who killed his father, took him to where they killed him.
把他爸爸杀死的这个人呢，带这个儿子去看他把他爸爸杀死的地方。
And Mikanye, he told him.
他告诉他。
He said, "I saw your father."
他说我看到你的爸爸。
Jump the great boa.
跳过这个大蟒蛇。
He said they wouldn't shoot at us.
他们不愿意向我们开枪。
There's no way they could have power to jump the great boa.
他们靠着本身绝对没有力量跳过这个大蟒蛇。
But not only me, every one of the men and the women that was there that saw these five missionaries die.
他说不单单是我哈，每一个我们部落的人都看到这个五个宣教士死掉。
Every one of them bore witness that they saw them caught up into heaven by angels. They called them other foreigners.
好，他说我们都看到这五个人呢，被另外一些外面来的人在树上被他们给接去了。
And he said, "I saw your father jump the great boa before he died."
和我看到你爸爸哈死以前呢就跳过了这个大蟒蛇。
How could he do that? He wouldn't kill us. How could he have power to jump the great boa?
你爸爸怎么做到的呢？他不愿意杀我们，然后他怎么跳过这个大蟒蛇呢
？Well, the way those men died.
那这五个人死的方法。
And the fact that they saw ghosts.Other foreigners in the trees.
而事实上，这些部落看到说，在树上有其他的人哈。
Got them to thinking, and that's why they let the wives come in and share the gospel with them.
就导致他们这些人的妻子愿意回来跟他们分享这个福音。
And they told them that Wangongi, their god.
那这些宣教士告诉他说，你们的神叫 Wangongi 啊。
Did not want them to spear anymore.
他不要你们再用枪去刺别人。
He had a son who was speared.
他有一个儿子是被用长枪给刺死的。
But he did not spear back.
所以他没有倒回来刺别人。
Wangongi's son jumped the great boa for all mankind.
而且上帝里面说，王公义他的儿子呢，为所有的人类呢都跳了这个大蟒蛇。
Making a way to paradise.
好，给我们带出一条到乐园的路。
And slowly the whole tribe was converted and they went out and preached to other of these primitive tribes.
所以逐渐的这个整个部落就成了信徒，然后他们也到其他的部落去传这个福音。
When Steve Saint, this man here,
所以这个儿子呢
was 5 years old and his father was leaving on the day he was going to die.
他爸爸要离开的那一天就是他爸要死的那一天。
He remembered asking him,
他记得问爸爸
if they attack you,
假如他们攻击你的话
Will you shoot them?
你会回来枪杀他们吗
？And his father had said, "No, we cannot kill the Waldani."
他爸说不行啊，我们不能杀这一族的人。
We're ready for heaven, but they aren't.
我们已经预备好去天堂，但是他们还没预备好。
And it was the fact that they were ready to die.
而事实上，就是因为他们已经预备好面对死亡。
For the gospel that this whole tribe came to salvation.
好，为了福音的缘故，愿意放下生命，就是使这个部落全部的部落。来认识了耶稣。
See, Paul was similar, wasn't he?
所以保罗也非常的相似。
At first, he was willing to kill for his faith.
首先，保罗为了他自己的信仰，愿意去杀基督徒。
And he persecuted Christians.
他逼迫基督徒。
Till he saw a man named Stephen.
直到他看到一个叫做斯提凡的人。
Who was willing to die for his faith?
他愿意为了他的信仰而死。
He couldn't shake that.
他没有办法甩掉这个记忆。
Eventually, Paul got converted.
后来保罗他信主了。
And he was willing to die to bring the world to Christ.
他也愿意献上他的生命，好把世人带来相信耶稣。
Heaven's guaranteed for you if you know Jesus.
假如你认识耶稣的话呢，天堂对你就是一个保证。
Are you willing to take up your cross?
你愿意担起自己的十字架吗？
Are you willing to die for the cause of Christ?
你愿意为了耶稣的缘故而献上生命吗？
To finish the job he left us with.
来完成他留给我们的工作。
Take this gospel into the whole world.
要把这个福音带到全世界。
Because that's why Jesus came.
这就是耶稣来的原因。
For the whole world.
为了全世人。
Let's pray.
让我们去祷告。
Heavenly Father, how can we ever thank you enough?
天父，我们没有办法感谢的完全。
We see your fingerprint in all of history.
我们在人类历史当中都看到你的指纹。
We see all history pointing to the blood of the Lamb that alone can make us right with God.
我们也从历史当中看到所有的羔羊都指向你自己的献祭。
Every time man failed a test,
每一次人没有通过你的考验，
there was the Lamb.
就有一只羊羔。
The blood of the Lamb that could save them from their sin.
他的血可以拯救他们脱离罪恶。
If only they would believe.
假如他们相信的话。
Lord, we know ancient China used to believe in the one true God.
我们知道中国在古老的时候相信这独一的真神。
They used to understand there's no way to be right with you except through the Lamb.
他们也知道只有靠着羔羊才能够与神和好。
Lord, we pray for each one here today.
所以求主帮助今天在座的每一位。
They could see you as the Lord of history.
能够看到你是人类历史的主。
Realize that you put them on this earth at this time because they're a part of your great plan.
也明白你把他们在这个时候放在这个地球上是你计划的一部分。
And you want to use them to bring the gospel to the lost.
你要他们把福音带到失丧的人那里去。
So they can be in heaven with us.
让他们与我们一同可以在天上。
All because of what Jesus did on the cross.
都因耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的事情。
Shed your love abroad in our heart.
你把你的爱浇灌在我们的心里
，so that we love enough，
使我们能够有足够的爱
，to tell people about the love of Jesus，
去告诉人有关耶稣的爱。
In His name we pray，
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen。
阿门。